Seven. I'll give you torrential 8 pages of the Courier Ale this morning about the expansion to the 17th team in the NRL. It's all about Redcliffe and it's all about the Dolphins after they awarded the license yesterday. God, there's some talk.
Fantastic, they're saying.
Is that the New Zealand way of saying fantastic? Anyway, there's lots of dolphin puns been going on. Terry Reid, ahead of the Redcliffe Dolphins NRL bid. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you, Marto and Margo. Thanks for having me.
What a day. We were talking earlier. Bob Jones was at a boat shed getting his boat fixed when he found out. He went to the car and cried. What about yourself when you got the phone call yesterday?
We did get caught a bit off guard, actually, because we're expecting it Thursday. Not that we'd been told, but we just thought the commission were meeting there. So we got the call at about 9:05. I saw Andrew's number come up on the phone, and I heart skipped a beat, I think. And he told us the commission had met this morning, and they'd ratified a 17-team competition for 2023, and the Dolphins were the winning bid and going to be the new team. And congratulations! So it was a big relief to start with. I must admit.
Of course, exciting news for you, Terry. You've been on this bid campaign for, years now, it seems. But plenty of excited people, not just in the Redcliffe community, but the greater Brisbane community. We ran a poll this morning, a Triple M listener poll, Terry. Plenty of people jumping ship from their preferred NRL team over to the Dolphins. Can you tell us what it's going to be called? Because we're talking Redcliffe Dolphins, but we heard there's going to be a name change.
Well, the thing that's certain at the moment is it won't be Redcliffe. Redcliffe will be to the Dolphins what Red Hill is to the Broncos. It's our base, our training base, and where we're situated out there in Moreton Bay. But the team will come in as just the Dolphins, and that's what we'll be working with in the NRL, and that's how it's set up at the moment, and that's what we're working with.
Is it correct that you're going to put it to the people and maybe perhaps do a vote or a suggestion-based name? Yeah.
What we've actually been doing, and a lot of people don't realise this, but we made this statement, put it on our website about a year ago now, and people have actually been giving us feedback for a year on what the team should be called, and there's been lots of things, and one of the most popular was, why do we have to have a name? Because you don't alienate people in Brisbane or Moreton Bay or the Sunny Coast or even in central Queensland. So if you pick one area, because Brisbane's bigger than the CBD now, we're a big city and a big state, that, and we only have one team until now in Brisbane, but now we've got one, and we want a bit of bigger reach than just Redcliffe, that's for sure.
Now the mascot, let's talk about that. Obviously, will be a dolphin. Now the one on your jacket and the one I see, it's a little bit angry. Should we have a friendlier dolphin, or have you ever seen the Frankston, which is the AFL team down the VFL? It's an angry dolphin. Who do you want to be? Do you want to be happy or angry?
No, we'll launch our brand and how the colours probably next week we'll do that, because we've got we've been working very hard in the background in case we were successful. So there's a lot of things that we've got to roll out a lot quicker now. But no, you would have seen the dolphin on the jacket yesterday. That is the new dolphin, you would have seen that behind us in our press conference. But we'll roll out the whole brand and the story behind it and the colours next week probably.
But on the sideline, the buck at the Broncos everyone's got their mascot. It's very hard to walk in a dolphin outfit.
With flippers.
You're going to be waddling.
Well, remember, we've already got a kick-up Redcliffe Dolphins team, and we've got a mascot named Flipper, actually, and he gets around the field and does pretty well doing it, actually. So I'm sure it'll be a bigger and better one when we enter the NRL.
Terry, can I ask about the colours? Is it red and white? Because it's not quite maroon, not quite red. What are you calling that?
Yeah, no, red will be the dominant colours, no doubting that. Red and white will be involved, but we will add another colour, and we look forward to actually outlining that to everyone probably next week when we would like to launch the brand properly. We're just working with the NRL on some timings of things, but it's exciting. There's a lot of things to come, and we had a 100-day plan, which we thought was meant to start in August because the original decision was due at the end of July, but obviously with the COVID interruption, it pushed out, which is great that the commission, the leaders of the game, were able to still make it happen. But there's a lot to do in a short period of time, that's for sure, to bring it to life.
You tell me how this is going to... I know Suncorps are preferred for the big matches, but will you play a few there at Redcliffe? Will you play some at Sunshine Coast Stadium as well?
Yeah, that's the plan, and that's and part of our strategy is like when we're claiming a corridor, that northern corridor is got nearly 900,000 people in it before you mentioned Brisbane's growing population. So we're playing majority games at Suncorp, some at our own Moreton Daly Stadium, which you've obviously seen hosting games,
beautiful,
and at Sunshine Coast, which is Yeah, and then Sunshine Coast, which has hosted games as well. So make sure we've got a meaningful presence in a corridor that is, you know, got a lot of new families moving there, and it's the fastest growing place in Queensland. So you'll give them a new team, and that's what it's about, attracting new fans and getting more boys and girls playing the game.
There's been a few potential teams being put forward over the last few weeks about what that might look like.
Player
signings, etc. Yep. Plenty of talk around some big names coming to the club. I know you probably can't divulge, but there's been some suggestions that perhaps Brandon Smith or even potentially Harry Grant might be coming to Redcliffe. Cam Munster, Kalen Ponga. Terry, can you give us a little bit of an insight as to who be this first signing for the Dolphins?
Well, November 1's the date that's looming large, and we were joking about it the other day. The coach has already got his jobs done. The Courier Mail picked the side for us, and it looks like a decent side. I don't know how we'll fit him all in the. How we'll fit him into the cap.
Is there a bloke called Wayne Bennett going to be the coach?
Well, you would have heard. You even spoke to Bob this morning. But the first thing that the club did was reach out to Wayne and start chatting to him, because the intention is that we want to make him the inaugural coach of the Dolphins NRL team. So that process has started, that's something that's got to be worked out pretty quickly, because that November 1 date when players off contract at 22 is looming large.
You have a relatively good relationship with Wayne, I would say, Terry. You've been involved in the Broncos for many years there. Wayne's quoted in the paper today saying, "The game has chosen the Dolphins and now I'm keen to make it a success." Were you like fellow former teammate Benji Marshall and put the call out to Wayne personally?
I don't want to go talking to you, but you're right, I do know Wayne, have known him for a long time, but we'll just let the process play out, Margo, and then we'll hopefully get in a position where we're able to make that public. And obviously, when it is done, of course, we'll launch that and do a press conference. But until then,
Wayne,
we have to...
Under wraps.
Wayne's been quoted in the paper going he's keen, but they just need to work out a few details. I guess that means it's like an Indian wedding, how many cows you've got to give him. And does Darius become part of the deal? Will he make a comeback?
I thought you were going to say Dale.
No.
Terry, I know you can't talk about signings and coaches, but can we discuss the team song? Marto made a few suggestions earlier this morning. How do you feel about this being the Dolphins song?
The other options were pretty poor.
Very good, very, very
good.
The
other option was "When the Dolphins Cry." Yes. We don't really need that as our motto as the Dolphins heading into the season, do we?
No, I must admit, it's one thing we want to really make and have a tradition. You know, you look at like what Canberra does with the Viking clap. We want to come up with something and how that links in to the Dolphin.
The
and I'm just using, not saying, but we'll want to make sure we, and these are things we want to consult with the community on it and work out what we want to have that.
You know where all the corporates sit at that balcony at the
Like they do at the Gabba, don't they have a pool at the Gabba?
Yeah, they have Plungy put a pool in for,
And have
with
dolphins
an dolphin.
In it. And kids feeding it at half time. Yeah.
And it kicks a goal.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Or instead of the Viking clap, you could do the dolphin flip and just flip everyone the bird. Oh, no, that
dolphin
would be a
dolphin brings the ball onto the field on its nose before kickoff. Oh, my God.
It's certainly going to be a fun year because there's a lot of excitement and like you said, there's a lot of people. Dolphin is, everyone loves a dolphin, let's be honest, and everyone's got a way, what they'd like to see happen, so we look forward to actually bringing it to life.
Very exciting, Terry.
Yeah, and we're available, of course,
terrific.
For the ideas committee, Marto and I.
Actually, you've already given us some this morning, so we might actually get you guys on the panel.
No worries. It'll be our pleasure, Terry. Let's hang out together. We love the Dolphins. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your support during the process, too.
Yes,
thank you.
7:21, we'll try and give away 10 grand next to Triple M.